I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where are you at?
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a Wednesday. Now we're all out of sorts. Show's going to suck. You blew it. We fell. We tripped coming out of the gates. It's a Wednesday morning in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Beautiful. 60-degree morning this morning. Nice and clear. High of 75 today, and we are looking golden for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Partly cloudy, 76 degrees for Halloween. A low chance of precipitation, like a tiny, tiny chance around 7 o'clock of a little bit of rain as of now. But hey, man, considering all of the Halloweens that Kimmy and I had to grow up with literal Sherpas having to take us door to door through blinding snow, we'll take it.
All right.
Okay. We are 6 days away from Election Day.
Nobody talks about it.
Which, by the way, is also kind of like a BS statement now because every day is Election Day.
Yeah, you got like a week.
Yeah. Early voting. Have you guys got your early voting done yet?
We're going today.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Participating in the Democratic process. Kimmy, have you early voted yet?
I plan to. I was actually going to go earlier in the week until I saw the lines for early voting. I was like, well, I guess that defeats the whole purpose.
You know, it's funny. It used to be before the early voting was allowed in New York State, right? You had to time out what part of the day you were going to go to avoid the long lines. And now it's trying to game the system. What day of the week leading up to when early voting ends can I get there? Because could you Google something real quick for me? Does early voting end in New York on November 1st?
I think.
Does it go all the way up until election day?
No, I don't think it goes all the way.
Okay, hold on. Everyone stop talking. I don't want to give out misinformation about the election. Let's Google.
I think quite possibly.
Shut.
Maybe.
Shut.
For sure.
Shut up. Shut up.
Kinda.
Shut your stupid mouth.
You can vote in person before election day between October 26th and November 3rd.
Okay. Oh, look, listen to this. I'm just trying to be safe. There's already so much stuff flying around.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Are you disappointed?
What?
You're like, you're upset you were wrong.
Well, I wasn't really sure.
Oh, man, we get 3 more days to participate in the democratic process. So the reason that I bring this up, one, you should vote, obviously.
You got to rock the vote.
That's not a thing anymore.
I hope not.
But two, we have a study in front of us that says 1 in 10 people.
Yeah.
Say a celebrity has influenced their political position.
Okay. Recently?
1 in 10 people say a celebrity has influenced their political position. Now, when we say influenced, that's defined by caused them to reconsider their stance on a political issue. However, about 7% of Americans say they have supported a political candidate because of a celebrity endorsement.
Like, they don't have any other opinion but, like, so-and-so likes this person.
Well, so I think that might be the wrong way to look at it, because I was once like you.
Mm.
I was once like you, Tommy, where I was like, what, are you just going to vote because somebody else tells you to vote that way? Mm. But maybe that's not what's happening.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, I mean, it's like the way it was worded in the first place.
You're influenced.
Makes more sense. No, hear me out.
Right. What else would it be?
Okay. I wouldn't normally consider these positions or this stance if it weren't for this person who I respect giving their opinion on it. So it's not so much you're blindly following a celebrity into a politician's camp.
Mm.
It's them having this idea about a politician's idea has now caused me to look deeper into that. Whether or not that changes my opinion is irrelevant. That celebrity has given me a window into something I wouldn't have looked at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Yeah. I'm also thinking you follow, you know, your favorite celebrities or entertainers so closely now more than you did before. Like, you know, to your point, like, they may alert you to things that you didn't know about because, like, that's who you're following every day and seeing most of the time.
No, she's right. I mean, like, if you follow, I don't know, name, think of the biggest athletes, musicians, whatever.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Yeah,
it may not be just as simple as I'm endorsing this candidate, so I also want to endorse this candidate. It could be like you've been following them for some time now, well, and you've realized music. Like these are the issues that are important to them, so they may be also important to you.
And I think also, like, we have to remember when it comes to politics, and I'm not just talking national, I mean the local, village, state, whatever, right? We care about the political stuff that matters to us.
It's all local, Pat.
I mean personally, us, right? Like, if something we believe affects us in a certain way, that could cause us to vote a certain way. But, like, the musicians and athletes and actors and, I guess, social media influencers now, right? Like, you get a different perspective, because if that person is not from your background, if that person is not of your gender, if that person has family that are going through certain things, they're going to speak on what they go through, which could turn things sideways, because now it's not so much about me. Well, what about these people? I don't know, man.
All right.
I will say this. You being surprised by 1 in 10 people saying a celebrity has influenced their political position?
I always think those are kids.
Okay. I bet you it's higher than that, and I bet you it's more older people than you think.
That a celebrity would sway an older
influence,
person?
Influence their political position. Because, first of all, if it wasn't effective, politicians wouldn't keep rolling them out. Right?
Yeah.
Two, cable news stations wouldn't keep having them on to discuss political issues, which always kind of, it's always funny to me. Because there's been a couple of, like, actors and musicians that cable news stations have had on to, like, talk actual politics.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are some of them that can really hang, right? Like, they're well-read and they know their things, and okay. And there are some of them where it's like, how did your manager let you do this, man?
Well, like, some blow up their career.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, what was the benefit here? What was the benefit? Like, I know that everybody thinks they know what they're talking about, right? Well, I mean, we actually do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, like, I mean, to put a camera in your face and then be on, like, you know, a panel with, like, 3 other people that have, like, political science degrees from, like, Ivy League colleges and have years of experience working in campaigns across the country, you're kind of at a disadvantage.
And then Pee Wee Herman?
Like, I mean, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? And I guess you could argue, too, like, music specifically wouldn't have the influence on your life that it does if it weren't for their ideas being able to influence the way you see the world. Right? Because, I mean, some of the greatest musicians, the greatest musicians on the planet, historically, have political slants in their songs.
Well, and their music sometimes is a reflection of the way things are.
Absolutely.
You know, or their perspective of the way things are.
Right. I mean, if somebody writes a great song talking about the plight of a certain side person and idea, I mean, hell, man, like, protest songs from the 60s all the way up until now live on iconically.
There isn't really any new protest tunes.
What are you talking about? Yeah, there are.
I mean, that are popular, like in popular music?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Top 40 in country have a bunch of them.
Oh.
I mean, I get that you've unplugged completely from pop culture, which is a really good thing to do with a radio job where we discuss current events on a daily basis.
Well, I don't listen to music with lyrics. And I'm not joking.
What is wrong?
I only listen to instrumental jazz.
That was the most smug thing I've ever. No, you remember that really good Miles Davis protest song? Yeah, what was it called?
Miles didn't like a lot of stuff,
including lyrics.
Yes.
You saying I don't listen to music with lyrics?
Instrumental jazz.
What's the most smug thing you've ever said?
I'm sorry.
I don't listen to music with words.
I just look at the last yard sign I see, and that's who I vote for. This year is going to be Greg the Roofer.
We're not getting past the lyrics thing. You can never, ever, ever again call anyone a hipster in this room after the sentence, I don't listen to music with lyrics.
I mean, I do, but not much.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You only do when your wife wants to.
I do listen to, like, some old country music.
Okay.
Like trucker music and stuff like that you think is weird.
I think it's funny. I don't know why you would actually listen to it to enjoy it.
It's from the 60s. It's kind of what I listened to when I was living in Florida.
Hey, man, I told you.
It kind of takes me back.
I'm a
to like Hush Puppies and Catfish.
Look, as a diehard Peter
Trucker that's just dying to get home, jacked up on amphetamines, and have sex with his woman.
As a diehard
Peter Beat his kids.
Damn it. 252-9263. 1 in 10 Americans say a celebrity has influenced their political position, not changed their vote, but made them look deeper or reconsider a political stance on an issue. 7% of Americans say that a celebrity has caused them to change who they were going to vote
swayed.
For. They have been swayed based on that celebrity's endorsement. I mean, it's a lot, right?
Because it takes a lot to get somebody to change their mind.
And when you talk 7%, I mean, I know that sounds small, but in what, 230 million registered Americans,
that could sway the election.
100%. That's what, 20 mm-hmm. million people?
Yeah,
slightly
yeah.
less?
Yeah.
All right, so if so Tommy's sitting here, you know, he's an Iron Dome, right? Nobody with a microphone or a guitar or a movie poster is going to influence my political vote. Who can influence your political position?
Me?
I'm asking, in general, 252-WCMF.
Like, to get people to change, like, from where I am now.
Who in your life, whether it's someone you know personally, whether it's someone that's famous, whether it's someone you come across on a daily basis, can influence your political position?
Hmm. Well, I think when you're young, it's your parents, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, you become an adult and you maybe see things a little differently. Some people will start to form, like, the opposite perspective of their parents, and then others, like, double down.
I would say one of the biggest influences of somebody your age or even my age would be your children and how they interact with people, what types of people they bring home, who they fall in love with, because we've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People change, and I think your kids would be the number one, not even your spouse, it's your kids.
I have seen that before, and you're right, but I also don't know, because sometimes people will have those things in their life that should change their perspective, but they'll separate their situation from other situations. Like, they'll say, well, yeah, I agree, but our, you know, what we got going on is different from what's going on over there, so I still feel... It's just, I guess, in a way to hold on to what they thought before.
It is interesting how people can compartmentalize that kind of thing, right? No, you're right. Like, my situation is different with my da-da-da-da, but over here. And, I mean, it's very hard. I guess, I get where you're coming from, Tommy, with this idea that it's, you know, anybody outside of your own head influencing your political position is crazy, because it's very hard to get people who have had a political stance their entire life to change, because the political stance you have is based on the way you think the world works, right? And the stories that you have been told growing up, whether or not they were true. And to change your political stance could also force you to change your whole idea of how the world works.
Yeah.
And that is a very hard and scary thing to do. But at the same time, going to the point that you just made, right? Let's use kids as an example. If you love your kids more than anything in the world, and
you do.
You do, right? And you start to see things affecting them in ways you didn't anticipate, you're right. I think
it becomes local. It becomes real in your own house.
But then again, it's also, you're now fighting what you built your entire identity on. Versus this thing that you need to protect and love forever. So, like, you know, it's two rocks banging against each other.
It's a heavy lift.
Which we don't believe in this house. So, like, I mean, with 6 days left, you're seeing all candidates from national all the way down to the localist of local making what they're calling their final pitch. And you and I are very old school. We have very old school political ideas. And what I mean by that is, like, people have already decided who they're going to vote.
I think,
right? Okay. But why is this pitch happening so hard if that's the case?
I think they're looking for those few.
Okay.
It's not for all of us. Yeah. It's for those few that they think they can grab.
No, okay. I get the idea that most people
I want to meet that person, though, because I do have a lot of questions for that person. Like, somebody that literally does not know who they are going to vote for until they get that, you know, sheet of paper where they're filling in the bubble.
Yeah, do you think there's people that stand in line having no idea who they're going to... Well, I mean, for, like, the elections they're aware of.
I don't know.
That's surprising. That, like, you don't know. You're in line. You're going to vote.
And you're just like, whatever I'm feeling in the moment.
Well, I'm asking only because, like, I mean, if there's people that are legitimately undecided right now, there's the chance they don't vote at all, right?
Like, well, yeah, but if you're in line.
Well, I mean, would you get in line if you are undecided?
I don't know. I there could be people that just feel like they should vote and have to vote, you know? Like, they just feel the obligation to do that. Whether or not they know who they're voting for.
It's just so weird, like, just going back from my father's generation to now, like, how my father viewed politics. And he would encourage people that on the other side not to vote.
Wait, what?
No, he would.
How do you do that?
Well, you're going to vote for that commie bastard. For, you're puffing this country to turn it over to this prick. Stay home. We don't need you. But he would say this out loud to people.
I do want to point out, right? Like, you sit here and you go, I can't believe. You smugly. I have a hard time believing that people don't know who they're going to vote for yet. How are you at this point undecided? When you have admitted that 80% of the ballot that you will fill out, you have no idea who those people
are. Right, but the biggies, I know.
What's bro, local
the
is the...
The biggies.
Local is the most important.
Right, but when I start getting to, like, lower-end stuff...
Which are the most important?
I know, I don't know.
How many town justices have we seen go completely insane that have people's lives in their
All of
hands?
Them, so what's the difference?
No, you idiot!
They all have the potential to stalk their girlfriends.
Maybe we're only voting...
Men and women. Hey, I'm not excluding anybody.
It's actually true, but we've seen both of those.
But I don't know, because... How do you investigate these people?
Says man who's never tried to investigate these
people. I
mean,
unless you've done something heinous, I'm going to go to your website. Uh-huh. I'm going to see you and your kids walking around your block with your dog. What is it? In five American flags, what does that tell me?
Wearing your judge's robe walking through the park for some reason.
I appreciate that.
Remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I forgot my pants.
He's getting his car with no pants.
They wear clothes under those, right?
I hope so.
There's somebody who called in that was a judge. And we asked them that, and they said, no, like, yes, they change usually at the courthouse.
I did just, like, you know. Oh. This would be weird, like, if the judge stood up to leave and you could see his bare ass. Like,
or
it's
his,
like,
knees.
Yeah, right? Like, what, like it's a hospital gown? All right, so again, if you are registered to vote, first of all, make sure you're registered to vote before you go. Right? It's very easy to do. You can check it all out online. I believe you can register to vote, too. I'm not going to say it because, again, I don't want to give up misinformation. Right. Never mind. I apologize. And the last day, the official voting day, is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, like your dad said, minus the whole commie bastard thing.
Yeah.
I mean, people died for your right to do this.
Absolutely.
People went to jail for your right to do this. The least you could do is get off your ass for an hour and go cast a ballot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No one outside of Western New York saw this happening for this guy this year.
Really?
And by the way, he's all over the place the last couple of days.
Oh.
But as much as Bills fans think we want this, and it would be really cool for him. We don't want it.
All right.
We do not want
it. So this isn't the goal.
No.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, as we speak right now.
What's going on?
Josh Allen is the odds-on favorite to win NFL MVP.
Okay, for the whole season.
Yeah, the season and regular season MVP. He jumped to the top of the leaderboard after his performance in Seattle over the weekend. Mm. And as we speak, if you were to bet on Josh Allen to win MVP, you would triple your money.
Ooh. Damn.
Right? Despite the fact that he's the odds-on favorite to win. And here's the thing.
Mm.
It's about time we're here. The guy has always played at a high level since he entered the league. You can argue that he's been way better this year. Or that he's been way better in past years. He just never got the respect that he deserved. It is weird, Kimmy, how it took him doing less for the people outside of Western New York to argue he now deserves
this. Well, I always felt like he at some point in the last few seasons has had that. He's been in the conversation, but then, like, he'll have this awful game, or, like, the Bills will just lose a freaking, you know, game that they should have won, and then that drops off and it's never talked about again. But they have yet to have that happen this season, so it's kind of like he's going to stay in the mix.
As we like to call it, the annual holy crap game.
Yeah.
Right. Holy crap. So, Tommy.
Yeah.
Josh being the odds-on favorite for MVP with the season that he's having and what was expected of this team coming into the season sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Wrong!
No good.
The last thing any Bills fan wants is for Josh Allen to win Most Valuable Player.
So it's basically winning something that doesn't matter.
Well, okay, it matters to him.
But
it's at the point of
not
why
the goal.
You do this game.
And that brings us to a scary, scary statistic.
So what's the stat?
In the last 24 years, only one player has won both regular season MVP and the Super Bowl.
Oh, wait, one?
Only a single player in the last quarter century has won both the MVP and a Super Bowl ring.
Tom Brady.
Patrick Mahomes in 2022. Not even Tom Brady was able to do it.
Really?
Really? He never did?
No, the years he won MVP, they didn't win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
So
that's hard to believe.
Yes, outside of Patrick Mahomes in 2022, every other year, the league MVP walked away with just that trophy, watching someone else win the Super Bowl.
So you don't want it?
No, you don't.
It's cursed.
And it's not so much a curse. Yeah. It actually makes sense when you think about it. The MVP is the most valuable player, meaning they mean more to their team than any other player means to their team.
They're going to really stand out.
Exactly, right? Like, that would also
indicate... It's almost like you carry the team.
Exactly. The talent around them is less, which is why Josh is getting the consideration he's getting this year as opposed to years past, because he's doing it with less talent. But when you go to match up against a team in the playoffs, it's a hell of a lot easier to stop one great player than a team of good players. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying?
They're balanced.
All right, so I'll ask this question.
What's that?
Phone number is 252-WBCMF. 252-9263. What do we want more? A Josh MVP or a Super Bowl?
You want that Super Bowl,
okay,
man.
All right.
Because that ends it.
All right.
Like, once you get that, the argument's over.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there are people that argue that Super Bowl wins are not a quarterback statistic.
Yeah, but your name is still...
You're edged in
stone. I don't think it matters. Yeah.
You are... Yeah. You've eclipsed Jim Kelly.
You led the team.
You're now
there.
The most important football player in Western New York. That's it.
Okay.
Jim Kelly becomes a thing of the past.
Like, you wouldn't have any... You would not remember Nick Foles if he didn't win a Super Bowl.
I mean, I would argue you're not going to remember Nick Foles in 10 years.
Slick Nick?
Oh,
Slick Nick. No, it was big.
I think you will. You beat the Patriots?
Who was the quarterback for the Redskins when they beat the Bills in the second Super Bowl?
I was
who was
like
the quarterback
toddler
for the Giants when they beat the Bills in the first Super Bowl?
But that's what I mean.
Jim
like
Thorpe. Jim Thorpe.
But like,
nobody remembers Jeff
Hostetler. Kid.
Nobody remembers Mark Rippon. I mean, yes, it was a great story,
but we'll remember
watching it.
Locally, you're going to be a celebrity forever.
Yes. Exactly.
You're right. And it is amazing how, like, people really care about the league MVP. Really care. Bills fans have been furious the last couple of years that Josh hasn't come anywhere near it. But you also easily forget who won MVPs because, for example, did you know?
Who's that?
Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas won an MVP in 92.
Oh, he did.
There you go. Didn't know that.
Did not know that.
Thurman Thomas was the MVP of the National Football League. And I don't know how many Bills fans remember that happened.
Is that the last time the Bills
played? And there's no parade for you. There's no, like, at the end of the season, they're not going to stop the city to hand you your award. Right. It's just something you walk off with.
Yeah, and by the way, Thurman Thomas, another MVP that lost in the Super Bowl.
By the way, what do you get... What physically do you get for MVP? Do they give you a ring, a plaque?
There's a trophy for it.
There's a trophy?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
I cannot picture in my head what the MVP is.
I can't remember somebody even receiving it.
Well, I think now they do
it. When do they give it away?
So now they have that NFL awards ceremony, so they do it there.
Oh, on ESPN?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
it's just a...
So you don't even get it at the end of a game.
No.
It's just a giant gold NFL logo.
Pretty cool, though.
Here's where you work. Yeah. Thank you, Scott, sir.
It looks like, actually, not. I take that back. They do change it, so it's not always the same.
Here's where you work.
But the last one looks like that.
Hang that up on a wall, son. It's also a clock. Digital.
252-WCMF. Yesterday, Josh Allen jumped to the top of the MVP leaderboard. Odds on favorites. He's plus 300 to win, so you could triple your money if you go. But this would be bad for the Bills because, again, in the last 24 years, only one player has both won the MVP and the Super Bowl in the same year, Patrick Mahomes in 2022. So, obviously, fans want a Super Bowl over a Josh MVP. But let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Josh would say Super Bowl over MVP too?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
His value goes through the roof,
okay,
like financially.
All right. Now, I think you could argue that I don't think win or loss, I mean, losing would hurt him. But as long as he stays at his same level, the guy makes a fortune in endorsements
already. Right, but that Super Bowl puts you into the upper crust.
Okay. Let's say...
I mean, now you're hanging with Tiger. Now you're hanging with the elites. Because now you'll accomplish something.
I don't see Tiger with a Super Bowl ring.
Wait, he didn't get one?
I don't think so. But he won a regular season MVP. Lost to Jeff Hostetler in the Super Bowl.
No, but you're an elite. You're in that special club.
No, but there are fewer MVPs, much fewer
but
MVPs.
Nobody cares about it.
Than Super Bowl champions.
I think about this. Like you're going to do something that Jim Kelly tried four times as a phenomenal quarterback with a Harvard-educated coach couldn't do. You did it.
First of all, let's not leave Coe College out of there. Big part of his career.
Yeah, I know. It's a springboard to Harvard. Some farm belt mini school of underthinkers.
You know, you're hurting Fred Jackson, too. He also went to Coe College, man. Come on. Coe College catching stray right hands in the breaker.
Iowa.
No, but all right. We like to think we know Josh.
Yeah.
And we like to think immediately he's going to say Super Bowl over MVP, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say you gave him truth serum.
Right.
And he admitted that the MVP would be more, he would be more excited to win an MVP than a Super Bowl. Would you blame him for that?
Yeah, because that's if that's the way you think, that's why you're never going to win a Super Bowl. Because you think it's all about yourself.
Man.
It's very you're not Aaron a team Rodgers of him.
But let's look at where Josh has come from, right? The history of Josh Allen.
All right.
He was a kid who grew up in a small town in California.
Yeah, he was a farm kid.
Yeah, you got it. And he had no Division I offers to play college football coming out of high school.
Came up hard.
Yep, so he had
poor.
To go. I don't know if he was poor.
Oh, I remember the big drought up that way.
The big Allen drought of 07. He had to go to a community college. After that, he got one D1 offer from Wyoming and managed to wiggle his way into the first round of the NFL draft. And even after he was drafted, everyone laughed at the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Remember the famous quote, if Josh
Bills
Allen is...
fans laughed at the Bills.
I thought it was a terrible idea. Yeah. But there was a famous quote, if Josh Allen succeeds in the NFL, the Bills will have outsmarted math. That was a real quote. After all
that's
of...
That's what they say about us, too, but all know how that goes.
Well, they call us the Josh Allen of Rochester Radio.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, after all that, after all of people disrespecting you and telling you no good, never give you a chance, like, well, could you hate a guy for saying the MVP?
No, I mean, it's a personal accomplishment for sure. But
I also wonder, too, with these guys that are, like, the greats that don't have a Super Bowl ring, whether they're playing...
Well, Marino.
Yeah, okay. Would a Hall of Fame induction mean more than a Super Bowl ring?
I think probably at that point in your life, maybe.
Yeah, that's an after the fact.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, let's say, all right, so John Elway won two Super Bowl rings at the end of his career.
Mm.
Marino did not.
Right.
Let's say that you're coming to an end of a career that you're right on the borderline of the Hall of Fame, right? And the devil comes down to Georgia or Miami or wherever they're playing and goes, you can have one Super Bowl ring, but you're not going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Or you can be a Hall of Famer, but never win that championship.
Well, now you're talking ego.
They're taking the Super Bowl.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're also talking to like a younger person where it's like, you know, eventually you'll make it in the Hall of Fame, but you got to wait a while for that to happen anyway. So
Five,
I think you're taking
years.
The immediate thing.
Like even as a joke, when those guys are all on a dais talking and somebody wants to prove their point, they always point to their ring, to the other guy that doesn't have a ring, and say, shut up.
No, you're right.
Like, but, it just shuts everything down.
But, like, with all of the four major sports, right, basketball, baseball, the NHL, and the NFL, when you walk through the Hall of Fame, like, there's chills, right? Like, these are the best people to ever do this in the history of the planet.
Yeah.
And they have these plaques and these busts, right? Like, I mean, you're enshrined as the greatest version of yourself physically forever.
Yeah.
That means something.
I mean, I'm sure it does. So you think you would take Hall of Fame over Super Bowl?
Well, look, I'm a team player, as you guys know, from the break room here. Mm-hmm. So I would take the championship over the Hall of Fame. But I don't know if I would blame a guy for admitting I would rather be a Hall of Famer than a Super Bowl champion.
Because that's like something as you're an old man when you're up there, right?
But that's what it means more, right? Josh Allen is all over commercials. When he walks down the street last night, he's at the Yankee game. Everyone's high-fiving him, right? Whether or not he wins a Super Bowl, he's going to be a celebrity as long as he plays at this level. It's when you're no longer a part of the game that they give you your flowers that I think it actually means something.
Well, like, I wonder if you talk to, because there have been plenty of players who have won a Heisman and then just went on to do nothing in the NFL. Like, I wonder if you ask them, would you rather have a Heisman or would you rather be a great player in the NFL? Like, which one they would pick?
But there's only, what, 100 Heisman, less than 100 Heisman winners in history?
Yeah, but
if you do anything wrong, you got to give it back. How's that work?
Actually, no, they gave Reggie Bush his one that he had to give back.
Oh, he got it back?
He got it back recently.
Did he have to buy it, though?
No, they gave it back to him.
Oh, okay.
Which means there was a place they were keeping it. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
No, that's okay. But that's what I was wondering, though. Like, if you go on to be a bust, well, then you're just kind of a somebody.
Joke.
Yeah, well, not a joke, but just somebody that, well, that didn't turn out the way we thought. Kind of almost a disappointment in a way.
If Gino Toretta is listening, he is very, very upset with you. Just saying.
Who's the Christian kid that did really good in Florida?
Tim Tebow. That's the whole reason you went to go watch right. him play. Yeah.
So like that kid,
well, that's a whole different.
But
I mean,
he won a Heisman
Trophy.
Yeah,
with
and he couldn't make it in the NFL.
No.
Couldn't make it in baseball.
Won a playoff game. No. Just saying.
All right, that's it.
All right, so I don't even know what to think now because like Josh has been all over the news the last couple of days. He was at Yankee Stadium last night.
Yeah, what else happened?
There is a Halloween party the Bills threw that I think we're going to talk about tomorrow that he and his girlfriend Haley Steinfeld threw.
They threw it at his house?
No, is that a bar?
Oh, no, it was at a bar. I'm sorry, yeah. But they put it all together.
Yeah. Oh.
And then this story. So yesterday, in the national news, I'm going through, Josh Allen does this, Josh Allen does that. It's a very strange time to be a Bills fan.
Yeah. Well, he's the biggest quarterback in New York, right? The other two suck.
Celebrity status at this point.
From Western New York.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here, man?
The toast of Manhattan.
We have an idea what some crimes mean. We also know that we're dumb because we find out sometimes after the fact that our definition can be wrong. Because what this man is charged with seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
But then the way the story is written makes it sound different. So can someone do something so stupid, so stupid?
But they didn't mean to do it.
Yeah. That they're eventually charged with arson.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Farmington. Last week, fire crews were called for a fire on Wheatstone Drive. Happened just after 2:30 on Sunday. So the good news, it doesn't seem anyone was hurt.
Oh, good.
The bad news, the home is messed up. Bad.
Big time.
Like the whole second level is like burnt to a crisp.
Ooh.
So yesterday, police made an arrest in the fire.
Oh.
Seems to think it wasn't an accident. And the man, whose age we don't know, has been charged with fourth degree arson, which is a felony, by the way. He's got a court date coming up in late November. And Tommy, I'd ask you coming in, when I say the word arson, could you please define the word arson for me?
It's somebody that either for money or for just the thrill of it sets fire.
So intentionally sets a fire.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm going to read you a line from the story on 10NBC. Mm. Are you ready? Quote, "Troopers say the man recklessly caused the fire that burned down the home."
Recklessly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm glad we both keyed on that same word there. It's a weird way to write that.
Yeah.
Right, which means it sounds like you did something like
stupid.
You shouldn't have done something inside the house.
Maybe not intentional, but definitely not logical.
See, that's the impression I got, right? Like, recklessly caused sounds less like he set the fire on purpose and more like
something got out of hand.
Yes, he did something so stupid it caused the house to go up in flames. So I guess my question is this.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can you be so stupid you get hit with an arson charge?
Well, I guess what they say, ignorance is no excuse, right?
Ignorance is no excuse for the law.
Right, yeah. It's meaning you're dumb.
Okay, but
yeah, like
you didn't
let's say you throw gasoline trying to start like a fire in your fireplace, right? Like that's stupid.
Yeah.
But you didn't mean to burn your house.
Yeah,
down.
I didn't intend to burn my house down. Yeah. So I always thought
just
arson
trying to
was
start a fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because if that was the case, if you could stupid your way into arson, you'd think we'd see way more arson charges.
Yeah.
But usually they're just like it's an accident. Like the biggest one are those people that deep fry their turkeys outside, and sometimes it sets like the garage on fire. It hits a pile of leaves, and the whole damn thing goes up. That's a mistake. You weren't paying attention,
but it's also reckless,
and it got away. But those people never get charged with anything.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe you have to be maybe that's not reckless enough. Maybe you have to be even
more
reckless.
If you're deep frying your turkey in your sink,
that would be pretty reckless.
Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, can you do me a favor? Can you Google what constitutes fourth degree arson in New York State?
So is fourth the least and then oon is the worst? Like first degree murder is the worst.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, so this is
the fourth degree.
It's like kind of, but it's still a felony.
Right, but I didn't, it's low murder,
okay,
low arson.
You're doing what you always do is you just said, I didn't intend to say, no, we don't know if that's the case. We're asking based
low,
on
though.
The way that it's written. Because again, the way that this story is written, troopers say, this is a quote, the man recklessly caused the fire that burned down the home. Kimmy?
It's not going to get any better.
All right, what we got?
A person is guilty of arson in the fourth degree when that person recklessly damages a building or motor vehicle by intentionally starting a fire or causing an explosion.
Intentional?
Right, so
hold on. Wait a minute. You could intentionally start a fire, but not intentionally mean to burn the thing down.
I know. It's still very vague.
When I start a fire in my, if I had a fireplace, like you said. Mm-hmm. I intentionally started that fire,
right.
But I didn't intend to burn the house down.
Yeah.
But that's at least something that you would set on fire would be a fireplace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, I guess you could set other things on fire in a house intentionally
that
would burn the house down, like a candle.
Okay. But then again, you light a candle.
But I could recklessly light a candle with like a flamethrower. I don't know, man. Because like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
As we talk about this man charged with arson out in Farmington after a fire that happened out there at 2:30 on Sunday, folks are very nonchalant about fire.
Hmm.
Like, you see grills on that are, like, leaned up against the side of homes.
Yeah.
In the summertime, you'll see giant bonfires, like, huge, just set up, like, feet from garages. And let's not forget how weirdly calm we all are about fireworks in the summertime.
Yes.
Like, if you can be so stupid that you can be charged with arson, I would assume, based on the fire, the way we handle fire, there would be an arson story every single
week.
You
would think.
Right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be the case here.
I'm trying to think what else I would light in my house. Something you would not traditionally light in your house.
Can I tell you a story real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I sold vacuum cleaners door to door for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That was part of my finding myself phase as a teenager. And I get in this guy's house in the city.
Yeah.
And he lets me in, and I was broke. I'm a cigarette smoker. I don't have money for cigarettes. You only get paid when you sell a vacuum cleaner. So this guy comes in, and he already has one of these vacuums. He just wants to buy an extra piece, which, by the way, I don't get commission on. Go F yourself.
Yeah.
So he's got a pack of cigarettes, and he goes, "Do you mind if I smoke in here?" And I go, "Actually, could I bum one?" And he goes, "Sure."
There's your commission.
He goes, "You got a lighter?" I go, "No." He goes, "Don't worry, I got it." He turns the gas on his stove.
Yeah.
He lights the pilot. It goes, "Whoo!" There's a flame like two or 3 feet high in his kitchen, and we light our cigarettes off of his range.
So that was pretty standard back in the old days, how people lit cigarettes in the house.
You lit cigarettes off your stove?
Yeah, like I can remember my father doing that because we, you know, back then everything was a gas stove.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty standard, pretty common. But my father didn't have any eyebrows.
But, no, I was just horrified. He's like, "Okay, your turn." And I'm just like, "What the hell is happening? Is he going to slam my face into this fire?" Kidding.
I've also seen people cook with, like, they'll brown stuff with, like, a blowtorch in their kitchen. Have you ever seen
people? In their kitchen?
Yes.
Well, there's certain desserts they do that way.
Yes, yes. Like,
they're like mini blowtorches, like chef's shoes to do, like, the top of these desserts.
Oh, this thing wasn't mini. This thing was pretty big. I was like...
Like World War II, flush them out.
I wanted to be like, "Where did you just pull that out of?" And my friend is like, "No, I use this for tiramisu." You know what I mean?
I didn't think people did that in their house. No. I thought that was, like, a high-end steakhouse thing. Yeah. Wait. Bro, if you got a blowtorch to make dessert
in your
house,
dessert,
you're a douche.
You're a food hole.
Okay, thank you.
Massive food hole. What if you were like, like people like burn like things like X pictures, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that could have got out of hand.
But is that reckless enough?
Well, yeah, because you don't need to burn your ex's picture.
I don't need to have a fire in my fireplace.
True.
I don't need to light a Newport off of a stove.
Yes, but those things are designed for fire, where you burning your ex and then leaving it in a tray could cause something like that,
as we talk about what is reckless enough to get yourself charged with arson, if this was an accident and the house went up, right, and he was reckless but he didn't mean to set the house on fire, it leads to another uncomfortable conversation.
What is that?
Do you think you could forgive someone for accidentally burning down your house?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Right. Depends
That's
on how dumb of a mistake it was.
That's such a game changer, man.
All right, let's walk down this road with me. You ready? Your stepson, his wife, they were just staying with you last week? Okay. So let's say he makes a mistake.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to make you tiramisu. And he goes out, he gets all the equipment. It's a big surprise for you and your wife to say thank you for letting us stay. But doing it, drops a blowtorch, it gets too hot, sets the curtains on fire, whoa, house goes ablaze. Yeah. He did not mean to do that.
True.
It was a total accident. But your house is now burnt to the ground.
So we're completely homeless.
You have no home. Well, I mean, you're homeless anyway, but your wife has no place to let you live.
So I'm double homeless.
You're double homeless. Double super secret homeless. Yeah.
What's your question?
How long would it take for you to get over what he did?
I don't think he'd ever get over it.
Your stepson.
I think he'd fake it, but it would always be in the back of your mind that you burnt the house down. Like, you'll never get over that.
Really?
And it sucks,
I mean, you can fake it, but it'd always be in the back of your mind. How could it not?
Well, and I know guys like you would have a really hard time not making jokes about it in the future.
Well, I think you're going
to jokes are coming.
Yeah, jokes is a part of getting
I earned them jokes. You burnt the house down.
Kimmy, they say time versus tragedy equals comedy. Mm. So
yeah,
when
yeah,
we...
No. It's fun for you, but is that person going to get pissed?
Doesn't matter. You burned my house down. Look, once I start making jokes, I think that means I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's when the jokes aren't coming.
True.
That's when things are
bad. Yeah, I would agree with that. But no, you would always have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as my wife loves her son... That's going to be in the back of her mind. There's no way you couldn't.
Bro, I'm telling you, I think you'd get pissed at your wife with how quick she'd be over the fact that her son accidentally burnt the house down.
What if so let's say we build a new house. Yeah. All right, we get the house back. He wants to use the stove.
No. You're banned.
He's banned from the kitchen.
You tell a grown man he's banned from the kitchen?
Yeah.
He was doing the tiramisu for you.
Yeah, but she already ruined one kitchen.
He was doing it for you,
You
Dad.
Might even be pissed that he even asked to use the kitchen after something like that.
Yeah, I didn't even like dessert.
No, I
didn't. On top of that, I didn't even get what I wanted.
It's for his mom. He doesn't care about you. You're just there.
Yeah, true.
For my mom and my mom's roommate.
I think I would just let my wife deal with all of it as a coward. You know?
But you'd also be sleeping in a hotel room or renting a house for the next couple of days.
I don't mind sleeping in a hotel room for a little bit. That sounds kind of nice, actually.
All right, so I guess the moral of the story is, for all of you that think I would never be charged with arson because I'm not going to intentionally set a fire, not so fast, buddy.
Think before you light.
Hey, there you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Smokey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.